Isle, it's Jack, and it's 12:45. And somebody recently asked me if I ever script these audio posts, and the answer is no. And I didn't want to be obnoxious, but part of me wanted to respond and say, do they sound like they're scripted? I don't know, maybe they do. but I just speak off the top of my head. So I had intended to not make this an audio post, but to write. But unfortunately, we're dealing with some technical issues, so it's prevented me from writing the way I want to write. So instead, I'm going to share a few thoughts and provide links to some old posts, and hopefully in the morning we'll get something going. One of the things that I've really been thinking about, and I'm going to deal with this again in a post, is my best writing usually comes from a place of pain. And I think that's important for writers. When we're trying to talk about, fiction, at least what I'm trying to do is I like blurring the lines, as many of you know. I want you to wonder if it's real. I want it to be believable. I want it to be something that you read and go, yeah, I think that might have happened. And if it's completely unbelievable, I still want you to suspend disbelief and say, you know, I think it's totally ridiculous that he got into a fight with a woman in a supermarket and started beating her over the head with a salami, but maybe he did. You know, that's it. Because if I can get you to step inside the story and suspend disbelief, if I can get you to buy into that, then something good is happening. And that's what I'm trying to do with my writing. You know, my goal is, you know, I want to write something magical, mysterious, and majestic. I want to be magnificent. I want you to get lost in the world that I create. As the 17 longtime readers know, I'll write regardless of whether you read it. I can't keep these words stuck inside me. It's just, I got this fire in my belly constantly. But it is always nice to know that people are reading, I'm not going to lie. And the comments are nice, and the chance to engage and interact, you know, I love that kind of stuff, because as you learn from me, I learn from you, and we have so many different perspectives on things, and sometimes, you know, when I write something, I think of it as being really strong and good, and nobody reacts. And maybe that's because I just didn't do a good job of expressing myself, or maybe there's nothing to say. Or maybe, you know, no one's read it. I mean, there's any number of things, but it's fun, it's enjoyable. And, you know, one of the things that I'm constantly fighting is trying to carve more time to really just write. And, you know, especially when it comes to this fiction. And part of that, like I said, is I think it's important to touch your pain. And so what I have to do sometimes is, you know, for lack of a better description, is I go deep and I try and revisit something that happened to me. It could be any number of things. When I say something, that's a general description, but I try and revisit something that was very, very painful, and I rip the freaking scabs off of it and try and just drown myself in that moment again. And sometimes that gives me, you know, just it sets the flames higher. And the words come out faster and stronger and more compelling. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I just can't tap into it. You know, I'm just too freaking happy. And that's okay. You know, because I can also write from a place of happiness. And I have good times with that. You know, it's a whole mix of things. But it's, in a lot of ways, I think it's sort of a subjective thing. You know, there's no one way to write, but the only thing that I know for certain is you have to do a lot of it. You have to do a lot of reading. You have to do a lot of writing in it. You know, there's a reason why they talk about practicing, because when you practice, it gets to be more natural. The words start to flow from pen, you know, to paper. You know, I want them to flow right from my head to the fingertip, to the keyboard, and onto the page. And hopefully, that, you know, there's a rhythm to them. And when I feel that rhythm going, you know, it just rolls for me, and I love that. It's just, it's a pleasure. And I think that there's some, you know, sort of that pleasure of creation is part of why I'm interested in photography and drawing and doing a bunch of things that are all things that you can do to express yourself. But we'll have to cover some of that later. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you in the morning. Night.